This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller testified at two hearings on Capitol Hill Wednesday as lawmakers tried to tease out more information from him about what his investigation found. While Mueller revealed very little information not already in his report, President Trump had plenty to say about the day's proceedings. He praised the Republicans at the hearings who defended him and his presidency.
They were really defending our country. More than anything else, they were defending our country. But they were warriors, and they've been warriors for a long time. And everybody knew it was a hoax, especially the Democrats.
And he had strong criticism from Mueller and the work his team did.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today and with respect to the investigation. But in all fairness to Robert Mueller, he had nothing to work with.
Mueller emphatically denied that the probe was a witch hunt or a hoax. At the end of the day, very little new information had come out, except that Mueller's team chose not to subpoena the president because they didn't want a long legal battle. Mueller also noted it's against Justice Department policy to indict a sitting president. A suspected al-Shabaab suicide bomber has killed at least six people and injured six others, including the mayor of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Security officials said the bomber attacked officials meeting at the local government headquarters in Mogadishu on Wednesday. Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the attack. The terrorist group says it was targeting the UN special envoy to Somalia, James Swan, who had been at the building earlier in the day. Swan has strongly condemned the attack. At a press conference shortly after the bombing, Somalia's information minister said two district commissioners and three regional directors were among the dead. For more on any of these stories and the latest news 24 hours a day, go to voanews.com. This is